Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Buckle up, because it's about to get real. Will Smith sparking a wild new conversation you won't believe. Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm here with Morgan Stewart. I'm Pregnant Again McGraw.
Oh, my God.
And from RuPaul's Drag Race, Michelle Visage.
Thanks for having me back.
You guys, I'm loving this.
Thank you. Comfy.
You are comfy. We're all sort of like, we're very coordinated. The jewel shoes, the makeup's perfect.
I'm really into this.
I'm a circus animal
today, apparently.
No,
you're
not. You're a sock today is what you are.
Listen, it was one piece. It was stretchy. It was going to fit. And I just got sewed into it, so there was no belly button. And here we are.
She forgot one other thing.
What?
It was over $10,000.
No, I did not. Don't listen to him.
We're going to talk about that money issue later on in the show. But we've got to talk about Will Smith, because the secrets just keep on coming. He says he fell in love with his Six Degrees of Separation co-star, Stocker Chan. But he blames it on method acting. According to People Out Tomorrow, Will writes in his new memoir that after the film wrapped, quote, "I find myself desperately yearning to see and speak to Stocker." Will was married to his first wife, Sheree, at the time, Sheree. And they had a brand new baby that they just had. But Will told Esquire he stopped method acting after that. Do you believe that it was the method acting, or do you believe that he was just in a place where a lot of men are after they get married and they have a new baby?
Well, first of all, I fell in love with Stocker Channing after seeing her as Rizzo in Grease.
Absolutely.
So I understand how somebody can fall in love with Stocker. She's funny. She's smart. I get it. But I also don't understand how an actor, you know, how do you just stop method acting? I think you either are a method actor or you're not. How do you just decide, well, I'm not going to
do it anymore.
Maybe you take the approach for one movie and then it's not full method. So like who's a really, like Daniel Day-Lewis to me is somebody that's
he's
like
method.
A forever method actor,
yes.
Right? Like I could not imagine, like he's going to fall in love with somebody and be in love with them for the rest of his life and just choose to live his life with his wife or whatever he does. Not saying that that's what's happening, but I think that he's somebody that's method through and through. I think this totally makes sense, and I do think it is probably
possible.
I think it's not only possible, but I do think it is because he was method acting. I don't think it was really because he had, I mean, obviously, I think he obviously admired her and respected her and liked her, but
I also think it's, and I say this all the time when actors go on set, it's the law of proximity.
Absolutely.
If you're in front of somebody for a very long time and you're in and engaging in that space, I don't care who you are, like, that's why I always say, if I was Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt came home and said, I'm going to do Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and I was like, unless Angelina looks like Charlize Theron and Monster, you're not going.
Right.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
I am not letting my man go on that set because you're with somebody for 3 months.
Yeah, but you have to have trust, sweetheart. You can't police them every single day of their lives doing what they do. Let's use Dancing with the Stars, for example. People fall in love all the time because they are literally intertwined.
Right.
They are entangled. Sorry, I have to say it. I have to
deal with
it. So what happens is the proximity physically, you understand there's a sensuality, there's a trust, there's a vulnerability. Mm-hmm. The same thing with acting. If you're in a scene with somebody that you have not only sex scenes, but you have that vulnerability and you're fully open to that person that you're maybe not in your real life, because you have to have some sort of protection a little bit
right.
in real life.
Yeah.
That can creep in and kind of the lines can get blurred.
Very easily.
But can we just say that I'm here for all of this admission that
Same.
Will is going through?
It's really
the vulnerability, the honesty, the authenticity. I'm kind of here for everything.
It feels appropriate, too, for some reason. I feel like we've gotten one version of Will Smith for so long. We said, like, the higher, the bigger-than-life movie star, box office smash after smash. And I feel like now he's sort of at the place in his life where he's, you know, garnered all the fame and success. His wife is doing her thing. They've come out as sort of very open about what they've struggled with. And I just, it feels very on track for him. And
100%.
It feels good.
And there was one thing that we didn't mention yesterday that I wish we would have got to. We didn't mention the fact that he has kids that are in a generation where they're not afraid to say and talk about their shortcomings or their flaws or any of those things. And I think it's really important. I'm sure you having children that are in their 20s, I'm sure they open you up more than you were when you were in your own 20s. Mm-hmm.
It's harder. Oh, 100%. My parents were very good about that. I always tried to live, you know, as authentic as I could and be as honest as I could, which is why I get a lot of flack about the way that I judge on RuPaul's Drag Race or other TV shows.
Yeah.
I've always been very upfront, blunt. I had a mother from Brooklyn. And she kind of said, the world isn't padded. I'm not going to pad my, you know, you to go out.
Of course.
So I raised my kids the same way. But, you know, with the Smiths having all that money and everything within their grasp, they're doing a great job raising those children. They
100%.
Really are.
Yeah,
and they
agreed.
Are authentic.
Because a lot of times people don't do it when they have that much money.
And they seem, it seems affected to the masses. But once you sit and talk with those kids, they are smart. Yes, they have money, but they are smart kids who are well-adjusted.
Yes.
They are. It's 100%.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of money, we all know that size matters when it comes to love. And I'm talking about the size of the bank account.
Ooh.
Joe Millionaire is getting a reboot on Fox after nearly 20 years with a crazy new twist. Take a look.
This is Joe Millionaire. One of these men is worth over $10 million. The other is not.
Wait, what?
Who is who?
Let the games begin.
Game on.
I'm not doing drama.
That is disrespectful.
You're trying to sabotage me.
Enjoying ourselves, are we?
Girl, I can smell a rich man from a mile away. I would know
you?
Who it was. Yes.
I think the little things would show.
She's a truffle pig too. She can sniff money out from a mile away.
I can't.
You can't?
I have never, ever dated a man with money. They don't like me though, because I'm down here. I'm too gutter for them. Honestly, I say that with all due respect for myself. I am too aggressive.
Yes.
I am so aggressive. And like me.
But you come from money, don't you?
No, but still, like, I
don't. So I don't have that air of money about me. And I think guys know that I don't have that air of money about me. Honest, I'm being honest.
Yeah,
you know what she does?
What you're saying.
You know what she does very well whenever she, why they like her? Is because
by the way, it's not even a they, but
no, they like that. They like a woman like her because she's pretty, she's blonde,
she's sassy,
she plays the part,
Thank you.
She's sassy enough to whip their asses into shape. Because really, what rich men really want is someone to like beat them down just enough to the nub.
So I beat them too much.
You beat them too much. Mm. You beat them to a pulp.
Can you believe this?
She's at the nub.
What are we even?
Can we talk about Joe Millionaire for a minute? Because I feel like what it's doing again is setting women up to attack one another, to get a guy.
All of these shows are and everyone's obsessed with them. That's why I don't watch any.
I can't. Not
but
here
let's
for
be truth.
No,
let's
Rebecca
be...
wants me to ask you, who do you think is the one with money behind you?
Oh, go ahead. You can sniff it.
Oh, I can sniff it out right now. It's the one with the ponytail.
I think they want you to think it's the other one.
Yeah,
but it's that.
It's the guy with the ponytail. I will say this.
Do we know?
I think women care more about money than they like to lead on.
I don't think it's money. I think it's security. I think it's wanting to provide the best for your... And also, it's very different. It's like, you know, if you're somebody that's bringing something to a relationship, you work, you've been in a relationship, you've been married for 25 years, like, you can also want your partner to bring in the same. You know what I mean?
Way.
It's very different. If you're a woman out there that is just looking for somebody above all else, just money, that never works out.
But also, let me say this, because I think that you guys are getting the wrong impression of me. I don't care if that is your MO. I really don't care.
No.
I do not judge someone who says, I'm looking for somebody to take care of me so I can stay home. Like, as long as you're upfront about what you want.
But also, you would not want, if somebody were to take care of you, you would not want to stay home. If somebody could take care of you for the rest of your life and you would never have to work, would you not work?
First of all, the speed at which you talk is amazing.
Insane, right?
Second of all, no, I don't think I'd want... when I met my husband, he was in college, right?
Wow.
He was at Juilliard when I met him, and when we made an agreement, really, to get married, he was like, maybe I should leave school. And I was like, you know, do what you want. He was an actor, you know. And for me, I fell in love with the person. And all I cared about was being happy. And I have a partner who is the most incredible stay-at-home dad. He raised our children when I was out traveling and working. And I am the worker, and he's the stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
And my daughters have the most incredible relationship with their father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
That's
all you can ask for.
Let me tell you something so honest. I thought I was a gold digger until I moved here.
There you go.
And then working in some of these people's homes whose digging is their thing, mining for gold is their job. Being a stay-at-home wife to a man that controls you with money.
Not happy.
Is a full-time job that always, sometimes 50% of the time, ends in disappointment. And for me, I like my autonomy. I love being who I am. And I've had this guy that has kind of been chasing me in and out. He's a little bit older. He's super successful, amazingly nice, and super sweet. And I think that it would be a great time. But I know the minute I said yes to him, I would lose my autonomy
then
because my life
that,
would become
baby.
Part
you
of his.
You can't do that. You can't. You have to be who you are. And if that agreement is in place, then there should be no blurred lines. It is what it is. You need to stay you. If he wants to take care of you, that's because he loves you and he wants you to do it. And he wants to do it, but you need to stay who you are and on track for what you want to do.
But you do need to blend a bit. I think you're an anti-blender a bit, and you definitely don't want to lose any. Like, there's a part of you that has just become so comfortable being single that, like, you do need to sort of. There's going to be some compromise. A relationship is a relationship.
Yes.
No, I'm not mad about the compromise, and I do think you're correct. I do need to find somebody to blend with, and I do need to step out of that comfort zone. I think, though, when you meet somebody who has lived their life, who has worked, and who has become successful...
A.K.A. older.
Older. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, they don't want to blend.
No.
They want you to attach you to the Christmas tree and make you look cute.
Okay, then that's not for you, sweetie.
Yeah, you need somebody that's on the up and up and that is working like you are, side by side, so you can grow together.
Amazing. I still want a daddy, though. Coming up, the star who is going after the Hollywood A-list. You won't believe who he's calling overrated. Plus, we're hanging with Ryan, Gal, and Dwayne at the Red Notice premiere. Why they're ready to duke it out.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Last night's red carpet for Red Notice premiere was on fire with stars like Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock. And they all look so good.
Very holiday. It's a very holiday, but I get Red Notice, so
and
gorgeous.
By the way, I was the shortest person there. This woman is...
Gal Gadot.
Oh!
She's Wonder Woman, honey!
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Oh! Stunning.
Effortlessly gorgeous. Like, to the point where you're like, okay, you just look like that. Annoying, but fine.
Israeli women... are inherently
gorgeous.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not, you think I'm standing next to you in a two-shirt? No, please. They're bringing the action in this movie, but in real life, who would win in a fight? The answer's easy. Check it out.
You have to be the two dumbest men on the planet.
You look awful.
Who wins in a fight between myself, Gal, and Ryan? I mean, look, they're not here, so I can tell you now, Gal. Because she's a badass, and I'm a smart man. I'll give you a better one. Wonder Woman fights Black Adam, fights Deadpool. Who wins? Well, again, Black Adam would kick the out of all the guys. No, I'm only kidding, I'm kidding.
Hello, boys. It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
Gal's like... really nimble. Don't know I could say the same for Dwayne. I know I can't say the same for me. So I would say that Gal would be very adept at like getting those sneaky hits in. If Dwayne gets his hands on you though, you're done. But I know I can run away pretty quickly. So I'm gonna call it a kind of a draw. Everyone has their own sort of special strengths and their own special weakness. Very diplomatic. I'm sorry. I'm Canadian. You asked.
Clearly, Gall could take these guys, but Ryan always slays with humor.
Are you kidding me?
What? This is hard.
I'll tell you, he was just like waiting for us, literally around the corner every time, try to break the scene, like having us laughing. That's how, like, that was the most challenging thing for me in the movie, not to break the scene laughing.
Red Notice is in theaters tomorrow and hits Netflix November 12th. If you think Brian Cox is ruthless on Succession, you gotta hear what he's saying about Hollywood's A-list. Now, Brian has a new memoir called Putting the Rabbit in the Hat. And according to The Big Issue, he wrote that Johnny Depp is, quote, so overblown and so overrated. He also rips into Quentin Tarantino saying, I walked out of Pulp Fiction. That said, if the phone rang, I'd do it. At what point in your career or age would you feel comfortable putting your peers on blast?
At Brian Cox's age, I feel. Like, I just feel like he's now, like, he's, and I feel like, a no shade to him, but I feel like I've seen him in so many bad movies, Brian Cox, over the years. Like, there's just one bad movie after another. So, Succession's wonderful, and he probably just doesn't care anymore.
By the way, I needed a Brian Cox book like I needed a Joy Fatone Kwanzaa album. Like,
oh,
I didn't need
no,
it.
You did it. No,
who's
you did
checking
it.
For a Brian Cox book?
You know, part Clearly of me us. Is like, good for him for saying what he's thinking, because I think a lot of people might feel the same way. But at the same time, this is only his experience. He can't speak for anybody. And he is at the point where he's like,
he can say
I don't
whatever.
Care.
But also, it's kind of like, I know that you might feel that way. And I think it's there's something to be said about being honest and sharing what you feel. But then once you say that, like, is it necessary to say that you
it's
think
not.
He's overblown? It's really not. And it sort of just makes you feel worse anyway.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He's at the, I always say, people tell their truth when they hit a level of success where they have security, where they're not going to be worried about eating. Lee Remini, not worried about eating. She's going to say what she needs to say about Scientology. Old girl,
I think
Brian
a cult
Cox.
Is different than a person.
For sure, but I think that you can open up whenever you're not afraid of not going hungry.
100%.
Is what I'm saying.
It is a classy thing to do in this case. No.
It feels out of left field and sort of like mean-spirited for no real reason. Like, it wasn't like he was doing Inside the Actor Studio and somebody was like, who's the most overrated actor you've ever worked with? And he was like, oh, God, I don't, you know, I have to be honest, Johnny Depp probably. But this was just sort of just to come out and say things like
yeah.
that. It's just sort of like, why?
Oh, I would still watch a Johnny Depp movie 100% any day of the
it's
year.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
She got notes. You gonna come for somebody at some point.
I have a lot of notes and a lot of experience, but with celebrities and with people, but I don't think there's a need to ever
no.
spill tea. I think that people know. You know.
Yeah.
Even when you don't know,
you know. Agreed.
By the way, and what you're thinking about these celebrities, 9 times out of 10, is probably true.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Trust your third eye.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not that third eye.
Oh, my
Stop
God.
Up next, want to date a celebrity? We're teaching you the best ways to grab their attention. That third eye always gets you in trouble.
Stop it.
And later, Jay-Z starts Instagram, then deletes it after one day. His third eye also got him in trouble.
Ooh,
what the
no.
hell is he up to? Probably playing with that third eye. Stick around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you or someone you know need help finding love online?
Yes.
Celebrity dating
yes.
coach Damona Hoffman is here to help Morgan with her
yeah.
friend.
No. Justin needs some help.
I swipe. I do swipe.
Let's talk about that.
I
How's
feel
that
like
going?
No one really swipes on mine. How do I, like, beef up my profile?
Oh, the profile is everything. And I've been helping people find love online for actually 15 years. It's how I met my own husband.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Online dating was around back then. And we're seeing a big shift right now. I also work with OkCupid as their dating coach. And we're seeing that people are moving towards matching based on values and goals. And not just a pretty face. You have a pretty face, but we need to have some substance in there behind the pictures.
But I feel like people just want to do it on online dating now.
No, some people, no, I think that that's a misconception. generation, right? Like, don't you feel like there are people that are really looking for a true match online?
Oh, absolutely. And OkCupid, 70% of people said that they are looking for love, not sex. They're actually looking 70%? For a relationship. 70%.
I don't buy it.
The numbers don't lie. That's what it says. And people are really turning to dating apps, and even celebrities now are using dating apps because, look, we've all been through the pandemic and the isolation, and we want connection right now. Mm-hmm. And celebrities have been through the same thing, so they're on the apps. You might see a familiar face pop up.
Well, we were just discussing, so you are working with Garcelle Beauvais, obviously, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How's that going?
I worked with her on the last season. We did a whole process. I start all my programs with mindset work. So we looked into her past relationships, her divorce. There were some tears. We talked about all of it, and we got it all out on the table. And then we can actually begin the process of dating once we clear that out and know we get clarity on what she is really looking for and what she wants. So we did the whole thing. We did dating apps. I worked with a matchmaker to set her up on dates. And she also practiced going out in the real world, in the wild.
Wow.
And even met somebody that way.
Ooh. Do you think celebrities really want to date regular people, or do they just want to date other celebrities? Because I firmly believe you can only have one superstar in a relationship. That's why Hollywood marriages don't usually last. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
So do you think celebrities are open to dating regular folk?
I think it's like a fantasy for so many celebrities, but when they're working and they're in the public eye, nobody comes up and approaches them. I was just talking with Alicia Silverstone and Drew Barrymore on Drew's show about this, and they're like, how come no one comes up and talks to me? Like, who's gonna shoot your shot with Drew or Alicia?
That's so
If you're
upsetting.
Bathing with your kid in some recycled water, I don't know if anybody will walk up to you either.
Oh, no comment on that. There's someone for everyone.
I agree.
I once went on a date with a celebrity, a few, and it was funny because at the beginning I felt like he really wanted to date someone, and then I realized that he wanted me to fan out a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I
can see that. People want adoration, especially I feel like when you're a celebrity, they're so used to people constantly fawning over you and constantly wanting to feel adored. I could see that happening.
And I was like Shania Twain. I was like, that don't impress me much. You know, but I think that celebrities say, I want regular people, but then they really just want a fan.
Well, they want someone to support them. And when you have a lifestyle that's very busy, I even talked with Garcelle about this. You want somebody that's going to support you being in the public eye and the stuff that you have to do. And this is why two celebrities, like you were saying, sometimes it doesn't work, because if you're both on location and you're both busy and you're running from the paparazzi, how are you going to form a real genuine connection?
Really good point.
This is where Becky with the good hair comes in.
Oh, no. We're not going there. What are some of the biggest red flags you can look for in somebody's dating profile? Like, what are some things that maybe we wouldn't notice, but you're like, girl, watch out for that?
Well, we have to be on the lookout for catfish, certainly. Signs of a catfish.
Oh, my God.
Photos that look like they're just a little bit too old, like they're not crisp digital quality, or like maybe they were taken out of a catalog, especially people in uniform. I see all the time, like the doctor in the lab coat.
Yes.
Like, which actual doctor puts a photo of themselves in a lab coat on their dating profile?
Hey, if I went to Harvard Med, boo, I'd be walking around. I'd be bathing in that lab coat, okay?
So we were talking about how important the profile is. What are some tips into sliding into somebody's DMs? Like, what's the good first approach of like, okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's great, Morgan. You're going to get...
Fun fact.
With a wave emoji.
For women, actually, it doesn't matter as much what you say.
Of course.
If you have a pretty photo and you have a profile that really shows off your assets... men get so far fewer messages that when women send messages, they're much more likely to respond. Men often are sending out so many messages that they get discouraged because nobody responds.
No one has ever really messed. I get a lot of messages from women.
Let me tell you something, though.
Always.
Same.
Like I want to date you women?
Just
women,
like,
in general.
I get a lot of inboxes on Scruff. But it's something else.
But the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that social media actually is a dating app now. Like,
oh,
you can slide in the DMs. Had Nick Vile from The Bachelor on my podcast, Dates and Mates, and he was telling me his girlfriend slid into his DMs.
Love
she
it.
Approached him.
I love them together.
Yeah, she just She had, he told me,
what did I tell you?
She had a great picture, of course. There are some things you can do if you are sliding in the DMs to up your chances. So, of course, you want to follow them. You want to try to comment, be the one of the first to comment. Do this for like a couple weeks.
That doesn't look too thirsty?
No. Just to comment on their post first so that before you slide into the DMs,
she knows. She thinks that's Gatorade thirsty. That's thirsty,
it's
no?
It's like, you really like, oh, hi, hot fire emoji.
By the way, I have to change my whole game. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You guys, check out Damona's The Dates and Mates podcast wherever you get podcasts.
That's a good cover.
And after the break, is Jennifer Garner secretly engaged? The big clue in what we know. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. It is time for today's Hollywood Minute. Jennifer Garner is sparking some engagement buzz. She did an IG Live with Judy Greer, and during that video, she flashed a ring. Jennifer and her boyfriend, CEO John Miller, reportedly got back together in April this year after a brief split in August of 2020. But so far, Jennifer is keeping quiet on their current status. And Jay-Z just won the award for best use of Instagram. On Tuesday, he started an IG account to promote the movie The Harder They Fall, which he co-executive produced. He got 2 million followers, including Beyonce, who doesn't follow anybody. But if you wanted to like that picture, you're out of luck. Jay deleted the account less than 24 hours later. For the last 14 years, Sopranos creator David Chase has stayed quiet about what happened to Tony after the screen cut to black in the 2007 finale. But this week, he finally confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that Tony was killed and said he had no idea the ending would cause such an uproar. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Gemma Chan and Kit Harington co-star in Eternals, and along with fighting bad guys, there are some romantic twists and turns. Justin got all the scandalous details.
How long were you together?
5,000 years.
I guess you can call that long term.
Now, Gemma, your character makes the biggest mistake she could make ever. She says, I love you on the first date. Okay? I screamed. I squealed when it happened. Have you ever made that mistake? Are you the girl who moves quick?
It depends. I think, you know, you're right. It's good to kind of keep things a little close to your chest and not give too much away. But no, you know, in the film, it's not necessarily their first date. They've known each other for thousands of years, bear in mind, by that point.
Why didn't you guys help fight Thanos? Or any war, or all the other terrible things throughout history?
I could imagine Kit as a new father to a baby boy. You're like counting down the days until he can understand really what this is about.
I mean, at the moment, he's 9 months old, so I think by the time he's old enough to watch this movie, it's going to be seriously retro. I'm going through something at the moment, which is that I spent weeks prior to coming out here sort of, you know, feeding him, pampering him, looking after him. And then I got to get on a flight, come here, and now I'm looked after and pampered. So. I'm living the dream right now.
Oh my God, after a 9-month-old, that 8 hours of sleep, you are probably living La Vida Loca.
I'm in heaven. This is easy.
We're Eternals. We came here 7,000 years ago.
You guys, I have to know, does it feel like the publisher's clearinghouse when they call you and say, you got a Marvel movie?
I mean, I was not, let's just say, I was not expecting to be back for another Marvel film, certainly not so soon. So I feel very lucky and very fortunate to be back and to be playing this part.
This is my first time in the Marvel universe, so it came at a really brilliant time for me. It's a dream call to get as an actor, I think.
I have a friend, they're both actors. He and his wife are actors. They met on the set of a TV show and it was wild. Their kids are now at the age where they can kind of understand what's happening. So they were like, we're gonna show you the TV show we met on. How are you going to explain to your kid Game of Thrones and show him this series?
Look, I mean, he can just be thankful that it happened, because otherwise he wouldn't be here, right? So that'll be it. Be like, you don't like watching it? Well, tough luck.
I love that we're on a PG show, because I asked him, how are you going to explain the sex scenes to your kid in Game of Thrones, is what I asked.
He's a dreamboat.
Oh, my goodness.
So sexy. You guys, Eternals is in theaters tomorrow. You have to check it out. It is so good. It's one of the best movies I've seen this year. But up next, we're in the kitchen with Chrissy Teigen's mom, Pepper. Woo! She's cooking up a delicious recipe and dishing on her famous family. You guys don't want to go anywhere.
Squeeze of lime, cilantro. I know a lot of people doesn't like cilantro. Leave it out.
She is the Chris to Chrissy's Kim. Please welcome the star herself, Pepper Teigen.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I actually have used this cookbook. It is so good because I love Thai food. Yes. Make the Scott Hicks, they're so delicious. But you have a show now, and you're going to be showing everybody how to make your famous dishes. How exciting.
So exciting. Yes, it is. It's on Food Network.
Oh my God.
Okay, so your daughter Chrissy and grandkids Miles and Luna were all a part of this show.
Yes.
Of course. How much fun did you guys have working as a family?
So much fun. Normally, when we're not on a show, we have fun already.
Yeah.
Me and Chrissy produce it. It's just hectic, but we love every minute. We have so much fun.
So nice to be together to do things.
Yeah,
and it's also so nice for you to be able to teach your grandkids some recipes as well.
They love doing that. They love helping.
Well, you guys, we are going to make her famous fried chicken larb. Scan that QR code to get this delicious recipe, and let's get started.
Yes.
Pepper, take it away.
Yes.
What do we do first?
Well, let's do the dressing first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love to add the chili.
Chili peppers? Mm.
You know, is it too much? Just...
I can choose how much.
I'm just doing a little. Me, I love spicy.
Okay. You guys are more adventurous than me.
Okay. And then some lime juice.
All of it?
It's up to you. Maybe we can add it
This is my kind
after.
Of recipe. Just basically do whatever you want.
I love her already.
We serve it, you know, in case we need it at the end.
Okay.
Fish sauce.
Ooh, okay. Wow, fish sauce. I really put that in my nose, huh? Okay. You need medication
good.
For this all
the time. By the way, some fish sauce at 8:30 in the morning.
My pregnant body just rejected the fish
sauce.
Okay,
palm sugar.
Ooh, brown sugar. Yum, yum, yum.
Can John handle the heat?
Oh, yes, he can.
Oh, you trained him well.
Oh, look at that. He trained her well. She was like, yes, he can.
And then we mix it up.
We're getting so good at these cooking segments.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Look at
now, Pepper, I know that Chrissy produces this show, but when you're at home, who's the boss in the kitchen?
Of course, you know who.
Chris Jenner right here.
You taught her everything she knows.
Did you see the Halloween?
Yeah, I did.
Everything she knows.
Yes.
So did she grow up learning how to cook from you? Did you guys cook together?
She loved cooking as a little child, a couple years old. She loved doing it herself, you know, so.
That's how she got that man, honey.
Yes. By the way,
a yellow sheet cake will get you a man.
I'm watching those Instagram stories every day, and she's like, oh, we're just putting together, and then it's like a rack of lamb. And there's and she uses one hand and is filming. I'm like, I can barely take a photo with
and
one
cooking
hand.
Cooking in a towel, you know.
Okay,
now we add in the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Now this breaded chicken looks so good.
Chicken. The last thing I will add is the whole roasted rice.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Just right in there.
Yes.
Roasted rice. And am I throwing this all together?
Yes. And then we'll mix it up.
Roasted rice.
I love this thing.
We roast the rice first and then grind it. And then we'll add some red onions. Mm. Yes.
Now, Pepper, you're not only this unbelievable social media star, you're also a mother to Chrissy Teigen. And I know, you know, she's had a rough year. How nice is it to see her smile again
herself? Oh, my God. So blessed. I just love it. She is so great now, so happy. And everyone love her. I'm enjoy doing helpings and around the house with the kids. So.
It's like you feel the family unit. Like, it's a natural, you feel it. So it is really nice.
Today, the children were supposed to wake me up every morning, but today I still watching them from the nest. I missed them first time.
See, that's good to have a good grandmother on hand. That's Pepper, all you need.
Pepper, when I have them kids, girl, you coming right to my house.
I will.
Chrissy, I'm stealing your mother. I'm taking her ass right out of you.
And then at last, we'll add, some spring onions.
I just put those in. Okay.
Yes.
And then
some cilantro.
And I'm one of those people that does not love cilantro.
Leave it out.
Okay.
Leave it out.
Yes.
I'm going to try it.
Weird. I don't love it, you
guys.
What
about some mint? I know.
A lot of people don't like it. Look at him. He just does the cooking segments for the free food.
Look, y'all, I do it for the free
food.
He just
don't like it, too.
It's hard times over here. My PPE loan didn't kick in.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll mix it up. Oh, my God.
I hope no one tries to make out with me between now and next Friday.
Okay.
But it's so good.
Delicious.
Rice will be so good. Yes.
Pepper, thank you so much
for being here.
We really appreciate it.
Easy.
You guys, Getting Spicy with Pepper Teagan airs Saturday on Food Network and Discovery Plus. And I'm telling you right now, this cookbook, the Pepper Thai Cookbook, is out now. The Scotch Eggs recipe is to die for.
Yes.
Coming up, Kim spotted out with dinner with Pete Davidson again, and we uncovered something that has us very confused. That's next. Kim Kardashian is making the time stretch in New York because apparently she went on a second date with Pete Davidson. They went to the private members club, Zero Bond, very chic. And according to Page Six, Pete arrived at the restaurant first. Of course, he's overzealous. Then Kim joined him looking picture perfect in a long skin-tight black dress. Are they still just friends?
She looks, I know it's not about that, but how is she just continuously getting better looking and looking better than ever all the time?
Because that's her job.
But still, it's like out of control. It's always a hit. I think she's having fun with Pete Davidson.
And I think she should have
just
fun.
A friend,
yeah.
But you even say if, he just a friend.
Fine. And if they are good for them, and if they're not good for them.
Agreed.
At the end of the day, she is single, you know, separated. She could do whatever she wants to do. And she can look good while she's doing it.
Agreed. And I think he's so different from who she's ever been with. And she just wants to be amused and have a good time. And he's just a different version of what she's used to.
Funny guys are great.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about something else, because our producers were quick to point out that Kim never goes to dinner with a phone or a purse or belongings. And they just are very confused.
Break it down.
About what's going on. I have my own thoughts about it, and you have your own thoughts about it.
And I got thoughts, too.
Yeah.
And Michelle got thoughts, too.
I mean, I think we share the same thoughts. I think that when she's walking out and getting paparazzi'd, she hands her phone to her assistant or publicist, Tracy, Romulus behind her.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I know that is insane. And, you know, they hold her stuff, and then when she gets into the car, she's like, give me my phone. And
yeah,
then
she's
she
got a team with her.
Yeah, she's got a team.
She doesn't want to be seen with a giant tote bag like I have filled with every single thing.
Yeah.
Plus extras in it.
Agreed.
And she probably has two phones at least. She's got at least two assistants, if not more. That's what she's there to do. People, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, but people pay her or give her clothing to wear that she's showing off for whatever reason. She wants to look good in it, not have things hanging from it.
100%. That's
why
if you watch the Oscars ever or you watch a red carpet, you never see somebody wearing a bag unless the bag is a part of the outfit.
Correct.
Agreed.
They always hand it off. I also think on a cellular level that Kim always has a friend with her on these Pete Davidson rendezvous, because if you creepin', you always bring a friend so you can tell your ex, oh, no, it was a friendly thing. Tracy was there, Jonathan was there.
It's like, a team.
It was a group.
She's with her team, you know what I mean? Like, she's always with her team, but
so if they were really creepin', she would not be with her team.
This is a 40-year-old woman who could do whatever she wants to do, okay?
Agreed.
If you brought five friends to my creep dinner, we're
done. We'll see. I think this is going to go on for a little bit, and it's not going to be.
It's early stages, you know?
Yeah.
Early stages.
Well, you guys, we are definitely going to contemplate this today, tomorrow, the next day. So we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with some more Daily Pop. It's time for a little Would You Do It? How far are you willing to go for perfect skin? Shay Mitchell just told Vogue that her beauty routine has 58 steps and includes a 24-karat gold mask for her big old tiggle bitty.
There you go.
Would you do it? How many steps are in your beauty routine?
I am not the one to ask because I have a lot, but I'm also 53. She is like a fetus and doesn't need anything but maybe some, you know, moisturizer, call it a day. 58 steps to look like that is kind of hard to believe. You know, she uses some Dove bar and she's done.
Yeah.
But I would put masks, and I have put masks all over the place.
All over the place. I'm a big masker.
Put some in the nether regions too.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Are you a big masker?
I'm a huge, huge masker. Like every other day, there's a different mask.
Oh, wow.
I'm very into masking. I feel like I have like a in total 5-step
skincare. I'm at 3 or 4.
Because I also include the makeup wipe. It's, you can't just wash the makeup. You have to wipe it and then wash it.
Yes.
And mask for mask.
I do a double cleanse.
You are a gamey. She didn't even. By the way, look. She
over the
went
head.
Right over her head.
By the way, you
right
guys,
into the ghetto.
I have a remote to turn my eyes open in the morning. Yes, things are going over my head right now.
This woman right here, Peloton has a new partnership with Delta Airlines, so you'll be able to take meditation and stretching courses on your flight. Are they coming up with a bigger cabin too? Would you do it?
I travel all the time and I listen to the meditation apps that are on any given airline. I 100% would do the stretches. It's so important for circulation. I am the girl, because I go to London a lot, who wears
the tights, the Wendy Williams tights.
Yes!
You would.
Yes!
You have
and
to.
I would do those stretching. You should be getting up and walking around because.
Agreed.
Yes, your
circulation.
Blood pools. Yes.
So important. And you're so, I mean, what about all the times that you get off a flight and you are a puffy for 2 days and you don't fit? I mean, it's insane.
Nobody wants that DVT. You down with DVT? No, not me.
No.
Nope.
If I told y'all that I fall asleep before the plane
Justin,
is even boarded,
same. It's insane that you
straight
that
up.
Is serial
same. Like, literally
How?
Straight up. And I always tell somebody, if the plane goes down, please wake me up after. Because y'all can do y'all Tybo, y'all can do y'all stretching
Not
classes.
Tybo.
You can call Billy Blinks.
I
my
love Tybo.
Ass is about to get the best sleep of my life. Yeah. I don't care if it's a 30-minute flight or a 30-hour flight.
I've done it very often, taking off before, I mean, falling asleep before we take off.
A bitch is down.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
I am so not that way.
How would you feel if the person sitting next to you broke out into a mid-flight workout?
Oh, God.
I mean, listen, it's one thing to get up and walk around and sort of get, but no, not a full workout.
I'd be okay with it. I saw something on Passenger Shaming, love her account, where somebody was giving a tattoo mid-air as they were landing. Giving a tattoo
See,
to the person
See, how is that
next.
Even allowed? Like, there's no way that that's okay.
By the way, the things that people are doing on flights
that's
these days, though,
saying.
Are so crazy.
Yes.
It's so out of bounds. I'm not going to lie. When I'm on an international flight, I do some wacky shit.
Yeah, like what? Drink a lot of champagne and walk around and talk to everybody?
I'm going off. I tell the flight attendant to tap me 3 times when it's time for me to sit down. I want to talk to people.
I painted my nails, which is very rude. I want because the smell, I didn't realize it until I was like, I'm going to paint my nails. I didn't care. And it was so rude. Don't do that.
I get that.
I don't recommend that.
I get that.
I've done full face of makeup. Brought out the lighted mirror and did a full face of makeup sitting
there. I get
there.
That.
It's the people who get the food at the in the airport and bring it onto the flight.
The stinky
like,
stuff.
The Panda Express. Like,
yeah.
For the people who bring Panda Express on a flight, shame on you, okay?
What
for
about not the bringing enough in and me. Out?
Mm-hmm. Even worse, Shake Shack.
Shake Shack, girl.
Oh, my God, my heart burns. You guys, thank you so much. Michelle, we love you and you're here.
Love.
Thank you.
Please
thank
come
you for
back.
Having me. Thank
we
you.
We really love it. And have us on RuPaul.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Leah Michelle, and we're getting relationship tips from Dr. Ruth. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 a.m. for Daily Pop right here on E! And don't forget, follow us on Instagram. We have the best one in town. We'll see you tomorrow.